All right, Jabo, say, my apologies. My apologies at a bar mitzvah that just went long. I'm sorry, went late. In any event, Jabo, say, so we're going to pick up tonight, page 38. What were you doing for the last 20 minutes?
Zevi,
what was going on over here?
I don't want to say. I thought.
80s TV trivia. Fantastic. Seriously? See, you know what this tells me is clearly we need to start again from the beginning of the Sefer. Okay? I guess. I started recording. Yeah, this is all recorded. Yeah, the 80s trivia is now forever part of the annals of shul history, you know. And okay. And that was Steve. That was Steve Goloskov, by the way. Just. You're making a name for yourself. All right, Kavra, let's begin. So we're picking up Emir Sashem on page 38, Os Tes Zayin. So a really incredible and profound idea over here. So the Mechaber says as follows. He says, Od Minia Pshuta V'tivis Yesh Shemona'as Esa Adam Milios Tamim. So remember, again, I will say, one of the things that we're speaking about, again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, because it's been a little bit of time, is this concept, ultimately, again, of being able to see the world, not just simply with our eyes, but being able to see the world, ultimately, again, with our neshama. And being able to see the world in a ruchni fashion. So one of the things that the Rebbe introduced us to is that the way to do that is to become a simple person. To become a simple individual. One of the things that we were speaking about over the last number of shiurim is how does one become a simple individual? How does one become an ish tamim? So the Mechaber says as follows. He says, Od minia. So here, remember, he's talking about over here, page 38, the bottom where it says, Os tes zayin. He's speaking about over here the things which prevent us from becoming simple people. So he says, Upogemes osa shiar amayo lo ritsini, below leva, below nefesh, min machlo himi machlo sadas. He says, what I'm describing over here is a machlo. That's pretty serious. Sounds like you should take it. Right? Steve, is there an 80s sitcom reference to that or anything like that?
That sounds like Saint Elsewhere.
Jeopardy, right, Saint Elsewhere. Okay, got it. I rush back for this. Okay, good. Excellent. Good. So, Min, look what he said. He said, come on, let's get it together. Yeah, like a bunch of Bachram and Bin Azmanim over here, right? Set this guy straight. All right, so we'll say, so he's describing, remember again, if you notice, by the way, just from our limud, one of the things that the Piagetzna does is he highlights not only what to do, but also really focuses on the things which detract and the things which hold us back. So the Mechaber says over here, there's a min machlo, there's a type of illness. He says, machlas hadas. Now, we'll say, how would you translate the word machlas hadas? Mental illness. Which is a pretty, he says, there's a type of mental illness that exists. Now, obviously, he's not really referring to this, just to be clear, like in a clinical way, as we're going to see. He says, shenis aklo nafsho levilti lalechas yishara, rak ba'akum fasul v'savuch. He says, this machlas hadas. Sorry about that. Right? This is the ice getting back at me for all of the... it's good. It's going to have sense. Thank you. Sorry about that. Shabbos, he says, this mental illness is quite interesting. He says, this mental illness, it's incredible. So look at the words. Nis'akla nafsho. Literally, again, it uproots the soul. Levilti lalechas yishara rak ba'akum pasol v'savoch. And prevents me from finding the straight path in life. This mental illness is so overwhelming that it literally prevents me from going ahead and finding the right derech. And I both say, what's the problem so far?
How did you know he asked?
Right. First of all, we don't know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the big story. In other words, what you're talking about, some type of mental illness. What type of mental illness are we referring to over here? He says, Ukimo lechola amachlas atzavim. So here the Piagetzna gives an interesting clinical reference. He says a person who suffers from depression, depression, machlas atzavim. I will say, what does depression do to an individual? So again, many things, I'm sure. But he says over here, i'afshelo lachshov ba'ofen yashar. You can't think straight. You can't think straight. I will say, when a person suffers from depression, so what happens? They don't see the world as it is. What do they see? What do they see? Right? They see the world as they see it. Right? They see it through the lens of their depression. They're not seeing life. They're seeing some contorted or some distorted view of everything that's happening around them. Gam kein lo nispatlo v'nistapcha daito melachshav kaldar b'tmimo. So to a person who suffers from this mental illness that we're going to discuss, also doesn't see life in a straightforward way. Everything is contorted. Gam lo nispatlo v'nistapcha daito melachshav kaldar b'tmimo. Min shigaun huzer rachmana litzlan. What I'm describing over here literally causes mental illness, literally causes a profound and fundamental distortion of everything. Now, we still don't know what he's talking about. I will say, watch this. Makir mesram befanav ubeinav kimoshe makir mescholi top of page 39 haruach imatim harbe. Now, I will say, the truth is, generally, the Piaget posits that when a person is ill, you could perceive it. You could perceive it, right? So you know that when a person is struggling with something, you could perceive if just something is just not as it should be. The Piaget says you can see it in their eyes, you can see it on their face. Sibas machalazu kvar amra hagimar. So we'll say, so what is the machla? Right? What is the illness that we are referring to? Top of page 39. He says, Shahabatala mevia lideshimum. We'll say, this is incredible. What's the illness we're talking about? The illness we're talking about is batala. I say, how would you translate batala? Wasting of time. Idling of time. The greatest mental illness, the greatest thing to be, again, he's not talking in the clinical sense, but the greatest thing that causes what we'll call from a ruchni level, a certain level of internal illness, well, I'll say a better word than illness is what? Is distortion. What causes inner distortion? Batala. Free time. And I will say, now it's good to have free time, it's good to have vacation. Too much unstructured time. What happens when you have, we all struggle with this. What happens when you have unstructured time? Let's say, like, you ever have this situation where, like, you have a day where you have nothing planned? Right, so let's play this out for a second, right? What generally happens on that day when you have nothing planned, right? What happens? What happens? You think about what? Right? All the things you want to do, right? And then what often happens is, okay, I should do this. And I will say something interesting happens, which is what happens by the end of that day? You've done nothing. It's fascinating that when you don't have structure in your life, you often accomplish very little. You often accomplish very little. So the Piaget, as I will say, is incredible. Piaget says, the illness that I refer to is the illness of batala. The illness of Atala, I just want to point something out to you just for a second over here. Understand something, that like, the Piagetsna died young, right? The Piagetsna was in his 40s. When he didn't die, he was killed by the Nazi National Bezikram. Piagetsna died in his 40s, killed in his 40s. Let's say, the Ramchal was how old when he died? 39. Rabbi Nachman? 39. Interesting, the Ramchal, Piagetsna, let's say, it's very interesting that there are certain people who write about batala, who write about wasting of time. And to me, three authors that I know write extensively about this are the Piagetsna, Rabbi Nachman, and the Ramchal. Now, I will say, none of those three people knew that they were going to die young. Right? People generally don't know they're going to die young. But can you imagine, I will say 39, what's happening for most people at 39? Especially in today's society, let's say at 39, you're still finding yourself, right? Or identifying yourself. I don't know, whatever the right term is, right? In other words, you're still, right? I'm still like finding who I am. Can you imagine if Rabbi Nachman was still getting his act together at 39 years old? The world would have lost out. All of us are sinning with Ramchal, sinning with the Piagetsna. So I will say, what made these people great is that they decided from a young age that batala, wasted unstructured time, is the enemy of personalistic development and accomplish it. Now, we'll say, did the Piagetsna learn 24 hours a day? No. No, Piagetsna played instrument, actually. He was musical. He was musical. We're going to talk about music in Mirz Hashem if we get to it tonight. Unless you want to talk about sitcoms again, we could do that later, right? So again, if we have time, sorry, I had to. I should pick on Zevi because he didn't sing. I know, sorry. But again, I just want to point out something amazing. Like when we say don't waste time, don't waste batala doesn't mean that a person is learning all of the time. No person is learning all. Chaim Kanievsky was learning and sleeping, you know. But regular people, great people, they're not learning all the time. We'll say, batala means, doesn't mean that you're always learning. What batala means is that there are pockets of time that are unaccounted for. When you go through your day, time has to be accounted for. Just like, right, many of us, we go ahead and we reconcile, right, our checkbooks, right? See, right, you want to make sure that you know what's happening within your checking account, right? So what does that mean? In other words, I just want to know where the dollars went. It doesn't mean I'm not going to spend them. I just want to account how everything is spent, right? That's proper, right, Chaim, correct? Proper financial management? You don't reconcile? By the way, that's like the worst advertising you could possibly do. Aren't you like a CPA? Long story? We're all good? Okay, fine. It's after tax season. You're done.
We're wasting time.
Oh, good. How come you didn't say that between 8 and 8:20? That's what I want to know. Oh, you were singing. Okay, good. Beautiful. So I'll say, so listen to this. The idea of batala is that, again, I will say, should a person have time to relax? Of course. Should a person have time where they could just, you know, just do nothing, so to speak, and think? Absolutely. But Lamaisa, every moment has to be accounted for. I will say, I started doing this in myself. It's actually very good. Often I try to create like a schedule before the day starts that usually gets blown up about like 20 minutes into the day. But I recently tried to start doing is at the end of the day, account for how I spent my time, right? What did I do throughout the day? And I will say it's very instructive because at least what I found is there's time that was not used wisely. Time that was not used wisely, right? And time that could have been better. So again, I want to be clear, not that I could have been learning or doing this. I mean, just time that I just could have used constructively. Like there's 35 minutes. I don't know what I did during those 35 minutes. So chances are, if I don't know what I did during those 35 minutes, what does that tell me? Right? Batala. I wasn't out there like eating chazer or like wearing shatnez, right? You know, but lamaisa, clearly it wasn't used productively. So the Piagetsna says, batala mevia lidei shiamum. Now I say it's a very strong statement. Second line on page 39. It says, Batala, so wasted time. Lead Shimon, I will say, literally Shimon means insanity. Right? Insanity. Now, you're going to see what he means. He says, Meduya kalashon Shimon velo Shigaon. Which is not totally true. The word insanity is Shigaon. So what does Shimon mean? He says, Echad memine Shigaon hu. Shumedaber bedas, rakshenase mesubach umafutal dea bedea, svara besvara, below his house. This is incredible. Shigaon therapist, you're going to help me out with this, right? So shigaon is when, like, a person is literally insane. Insane. And you could just, is insane, are you allowed to say that word anymore?
It's still a legal term?
Okay.
No, mental health diagnosis.
Okay, got it. But you could say it.
In certain circles.
Got it. Okay. Got it. I'm just going to use it.
You're not playing with a full deck.
That's worse. That's much worse. right. Lights are
on. Elevator doesn't go to the top.
Good.
What else you want?
No more. Right? I'm good. I got it. Like I said, insane, right? So I'll say, so what does it mean, insanity? Insanity is a person who is totally disjointed. In other words, that shigaon means like when you look at them, you talk to them, you could see just something's not right. Shiamum, says the Piagetsna, is when a person presents externally like everything is fine, but internally everything is in a state of disrepair. That's shiamum. So the Piagetna says, batala mevia lide shiamum. Right? Ultimately, batala, let's say when a person battles, when a person just wastes their time. So externally, you interact with a person like that, how are they going to look?
Fine.
Normal. Totally fine. Internally, you're in a profound state of disrepair. Then I will say, what's the problem when you're in a profound state of disrepair? What's the challenge with it? The challenge with it is that Lamaisa, it distorts the whole way you see the world. Remember, I will say, the whole avodah here, b'nei machshava tova, is to stop seeing the world only with our physical eyes, but also to see it with our spiritual eyes. The problem is when a person is in a state of shiamum, a person is in the state of, I don't know what we'll call it, lesser insanity, right? Lesser insanity. Externally, they look totally fine. You talk to them, normal conversation. You interact with them, totally normal. Internally, totally disjointed. Totally disjointed. That's what batala does to you. We'll say, yes.
This is reminding me of an English expression which says, an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
An idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Now, I know we don't exactly believe in the devil, I don't think. But
yeah, we don't at all believe in the devil.
But there is an implication
right,
that
absolutely.
You're being taken over by some
right.
kind of a
force.
Force.
Or is it the idle mind?
An idle mind
is the devil's workshop. Right,
Sorry.
Incredible. Right, yeah, so we'll say, I just want to point out over here, and that's great. That's incredible. We'll say, again, to be clear, the Piagetna is not saying that you have to be learning, or even for that matter, learning, working, or so. Batala means just wasted time. Wasted time. Time, or as I was like, if I decide I'm relaxing now for the next hour, is that batala?
No.
Why?
Schedule.
I've made a conscious decision about how to use the time. You see, batala is when you don't make a conscious decision about how to use your time just gets used up. Right? A productive, directed life is where I decide how to use my time. A batala life is when my time just gets used up. And I really, wasn't involved in how it got used. I just kind of, sat back, relaxed, and enjoyed the ride. And I didn't anyway utilize that time. I would say, time is the greatest resource we have. I say this at every single Levaya that I do, which is that often people live life as if time is an infinite, renewable resource, when in fact, it is a finite, non-renewable resource. Time, right? Money, the truth is a renewable resource. You could always make more of it. Time is a finite, non-renewable resource. If you wasted an hour today, you could be better tomorrow. But what we'll say, one thing is for sure, which is what? That is a sunk cost. Chaim Nechemia, does that right? Good. I forgot about Nechemia over here. Good, Chaim, I'm not asking anymore. You've clearly... He's still singing. Okay, good. Hey, Joseph. It's true. It's true. I'm sure you did excellent, by the way. I have no doubt. I've known that.
Silver generosity curve.
Yeah, you always get that. You don't need it. You're fantastic. So I just want to point out, the Piagetna is saying over here. So when we go ahead and we just don't plan life, that's batala. There can't be a part of your day that's not planned. Now, again, sometimes you have to pivot, right? Sometimes you plan, and okay, something occurred, I have to pivot. Let's say, even when you have to pivot, you have to account for it. You have to, in other words, let's say, if you imagine for a moment, that sometimes a person in the corporate world has an expense account, right? So you could go, you have an expense account. I don't know, I'm not in the corporate world, but I would imagine if you have an expense account, right, what do you have to do with your expense account?
Account for it.
You have to account for it. In other words, so I took the client out to dinner. Oh, okay, we bought a couple of nice bottles of wine. But I have to, there's no such thing on the expense account as saying, oh, I don't know what that $3,000 is for. It must have been important because obviously I spent it. I would never frivolously spend the money of the company. If you can't account for it, you're in very big trouble. I would say, what's an expense account essentially? Your company is extending credit to you because they believe that you have the ability to bring in results and they want to give you the budget to bring in those, to make it rain, right? To make those results occur. So imagine for a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an expense account. The expense account is called time. It's called time. Why does he give me the expense account? Because he believes in me. Because he says Silber has something to do, something to accomplish, and that's fine. That's great. The only catch is, you need to itemize how you're spending the company money. So what are you doing? So what did you do in the morning? And what did you do in the afternoon? And what did you do between the hours of 8 and 9 in the morning? And 2 and 3 in the afternoon? And 10 to 11? Now, by the way, if the answer is sleeping, great. That's fine. As long as you're consciously aware of how you're spending company resources. The answer is you're relaxing? Fantastic. As long as you are consciously aware of how you're spending company resources. Because when a person leads a life of batala, life just becomes, it's a blur. It's just a blur. And he says, maybe lidia shiyamum. You speak to a person who's a batlan. When you speak to them, do they sound normal? Sure. You're right. You hear them. Do they sound normal? Absolutely. Right? Externally, everything is normal. Internally, everything is in a fundamental state of disrepair. The Piaget goes on. He says, lachain. Listen to this. This is incredible. And this is actually a pretty strong statement. He says, a person who battles becomes a rami. I want to say, how would you define rami? How would you define rami?
Liar.
Liar or? Get ready for this one. Good. Duplicitous. I'm studying for the GED. Right? Duplicitous. Right? Right? Duplicitous. Right? Duplicitous. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right? Good.
So the person
good.
That's bottle becomes
duplicitous. In other words, that you see, here's the chap. When your mind and your time is not occupied with the right thing, by definition, it becomes occupied with the wrong things. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. In other words, Rabosai, the important part to remember is the only place in life you will ever find something pariv is where?
Ice cream.
Right? In your kitchen. In your kitchen, you can find pariv. In life, there's no such thing as pariv. You're either milchiks or fleishiks. Like the Balatanya writes about this. You're either a tzaddik or a rasha. Either doing the right thing or the wrong thing. There's no power of. I'm sorry.
Benoni,
but even Benoni, you could be a Benoni for a moment, but even then you got to choose a side. You can't exist perpetually in the status of Benoni. Could remain there for a little bit. So I'll say the Piaget says something amazing. A person who chooses to be a batlon, you don't remain a batlon. You know what you become? A ramai. You become a deceitful person. Now, I'll say, by the way, if you think about the mashal, it makes perfect sense. Think about it, right? Why does a ram? I must say, I just want to point out, Ramai is such a strong statement. Who's called a Ramai?
Lavan.
Let's say, so you're going to tell me, okay, so I'll go. I'm a guy who wastes time. Got it. Self-acknowledged time waster. So now, because of that, I'm a Ramai. So I must say, now we understand, what's the pshat? Why is a batlan a Ramai? Right? I will say, remember, going back to the mashal we just said before, you're stealing from the company. The company gives you an expense account. The company, the Ribbono Shel Olam, gives you time. He gives you time. And there's only one prerequisite, which is you have to account for how you use it. You want to go ahead and use the company credit card, which I do, everyone say, when you wake up in the morning, I will say, you have a prepaid company credit card. Right? What does the prepaid company credit card have on it? It has 24 hours. Let's get 24 hours. Okay, prepaid company, fantastic. Prepaid card, wonderful. Great, use it. But you have to account for how you use it. And if you don't account for how you use it, you're no different than the guy who shows up at the company, right, in the boss's office and says, there's $3,000 in charges, sorry. I don't know what that was for. You don't know what that was for. You're a thief. You take time, the company gives you time, and you don't know how you're using it, that's a rami. But say, it's strong. By the way, I want to tell you something. I was preparing this afternoon, And I lost my breath a little bit from it, only because I felt the Piagesna was giving me, he took me by the lapels and was giving me Musar, which was fantastic. I thanked him for it, but I waste time, I'm a rami. I waste time, I'm deceitful. I'm taking resources that have been given to me and I'm misappropriating them. That's theft. Yes, Rabbi.
Isn't it more that he's a rami because he's justifying to himself why what he's doing is okay? That's where the Ramos comes in. He's saying, I'm in a rut, or I'm in I'm just completely wasting time. And you know what? It's okay, because whatever reason it is, that's where the falsehood comes in, that he's tricking himself into thinking.
Right, I hear. The truth is, you're right. In other words, I glossed over it, but the Piagetsna does say over here, he says, Umafutal dea bedea, svara besvara bela. He gives himself false ideas. You're right. But I think the excuses are wrong. But I think that just the Lashon of Rama is such a strong Lashon. You want to call someone a shakron, right? Shakron means a liar. Rama is something so much more profound. It's deceitful. Deceitful. To me, that's like embezzlement type of material. Right?
Every time you interact with
him. Right. But it could very well be. Kurva Chaim saying he's making excuses for himself. Ravitzi saying he's misrepresenting himself. I think at the core of it, to me, and again, I want to tell you something. To me, this is a great nisayon for me to use, to be able to know how to use time. To be able to know how to use time and to know how to use it in the most successful way. So the Piaget's saying over here, again, you have this, the Moshe gives it to you, you misuse it or you don't use it. That's called Ramos.
Who is he lying to?
I'm sorry?
Is he lying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is lying to?
Chaim says he's lying to himself. He's lying to himself. By the way, all of the above.
Are you stealing from God?
You're stealing from God, you're stealing from yourself. By the way, you're also deceiving other people. You know this, by the way. A batlan, right? A person who wastes time. If you do it enough, so we all know people like this, right? It devolves into a certain persona, right? You become you're like that guy, and it does, for whatever the reason, it really does devolve into a deceitful personality. It's the person who often gets involved in things that he shouldn't be getting involved in, or with people he shouldn't be getting involved. So I think you're lying to yourself, most importantly. You're lying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also most importantly. I even think the lying to other people is probably the least of this, but absolutely true as well. It's such a profound idea. He goes on, he says, so what's the answer? So I will say, so how do you not be a batlan? That wasn't good English, but you understand, right? So how could someone avoid being a batlan? What's the answer?
Schedule your time.
Or, simpler, be busy. Be busy. Look at the Piagetsna says. He says, Umisha ovid b'mocho avoda motosav. Supposed to say, how can you be busy? Person can be intellectually busy. How are you intellectually busy? You learn. And by the way, learning can mean learning of Torah, but learning can also mean even other things that are productive. So you could be intellectually busy. Or, Misha ovid avoda kasha gam begufa bilvad. What does that mean? Someone who is physically busy. I'm working hard. Well, what do you mean working hard? We'll say, by the way, he's saying literal physical labor. I know as Jews, physical labor. Yeah. I have a guy for that. I have someone I could call for that, right? So the Piagetsna says, by the way, we'll say, it's actually interesting because what he's saying is if a person struggles, we'll say, I want to tell you something. This is also a big thing in chinuch today. We have so many children who are just uninspired and uninterested. And when that happens, ultimately it leads to batal. I was just having a conversation with a young man who was telling me, not from in town, was telling me that, he and his friends, they wake up 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they go to the, he said, elk store. I think it was that. Elk store. Mm-hmm. Then it was this alcohol. Okay, I'm fine. I don't speak the jargon. Right? He said, we buy a big thing of Tito's, vodka. Right? They drink that. They smoke. Read the whole day that. That's what they do. I said to the kid, I said, Ploni. I said, at least go hang out with girls. right? Meaning what? I know that sounds strange, right? like, do something. You wake up and you sit in a room and you drink and you smoke and you go to sleep and you wake up and you drink and you smoke and you go to sleep. Like, that's the Pesach. That's Batala. That's Batala. I said, run around wherever this person is. Run around 15 times. You know, move stuff from point A to point B. But something to go ahead and get yourself moving. Something, right? To get yourself, to get... So the Piaget's the saying, that's what he says. Mental... Again, I want to be clear. I'll say, this is what I love about the Piagetzna. The Rebbe, our Rebbe, was so real. I will say, is learning Torah all the time for everyone? Is it for everyone?
No.
We'll say, by Hashem, I'm happy I have my sons here. Like, these boys could do things that I cannot do. They could sit and they could plug away for hours upon hours. I can't do it. They could do it, which is Baruch Hashem. They have a great mother. That's how they can go and accomplish that. I will say, so is sitting in a Beis Medrash plugging away for hours, and even Bachram, by the way, Bachram shouldn't learn all the time, right? They need to have lunch, they should play a little ball, they should have this, but again, all structured, right? All accounted for, that I know, I'm having lunch here, I'm playing ball over here, I'm taking a walk over here, I'm calling my kalo, you know, over here, you know, whatever it is, right? Everything ultimately, again, should be structured in different ways. So I will say, the Piagetzna is so real, he says, okay, learning is not for everyone. So I say, so what do I do? I'm not a learner. Or I'm a learner, but like, I can learn for an hour a day. That's what I could do. That's my thing, right? I'm not a... Okay, physical exertion. It could be planting a garden, right? It could be doing your job. Whatever it is. In other words, be busy. Be busy. Be productively engaged throughout your entire day. And again, I can't say enough... Because also, sometimes we hear these things and like it sounds like the bar is being set as be productively engaged means learn all the time. Or being productively engaged just means that if somebody asks you, tell me, can you show me how you spent the last 24 hours? And I'll say, you know what you should be able to do? You know what you should be able to do? You should be able to produce a schedule of how you spent the last 24 hours. Now again, it could be you slept for 9 hours. Which is ridiculous. I don't need to sleep for 9 hours. But okay, fine. You slept, right? I slept. I relaxed. I took a walk. Intentionality. And I will say, by the way, Bahar is so happy you brought that. I was going to say this to the end. I will say, if you remember again, this goes back to the beginning of the Sefer. So much of the PhD was all about intentionality. Intentionality. Don't let life live you. You live your life. Intentionality. And so when you go ahead, I was thinking bumper sticker, but okay, anyway, right? When you go ahead, when you write, or the name of a sitcom, perhaps, again. All right, I'm sorry, that's it. Last one. That was it. Now I'm done. It's out of my system. I'm done. Right, so again, Lemaisa, again, I would say that's what it's all about. It's not about learning. Okay, if you can learn a whole day, fantastic, right? Ashrecha, beautiful. Most of us can't do that. But I can absolutely live life with a sense of intentionality. What am I doing? How am I saying? I'm both saying, if I don't, if, both saying, again, I just want to point out, what's our goal? Give me just 1 second. What's our goal?
To see what's on the show.
I'll say, again, I reference this every single shiur. At the end of the day, what do I want out of life? I want to see by Shalosh Shudas. I don't just want to see egg salad and tuna. Like the Piagetzna said, I want to see the Merkava. I want to see the chariot of the Ribono Shel Olam coming through Shalosh Shudas. I want to feel that sense of closeness. That's what I want. I want to see with my soul and not just with my eyes. I want to see the multiple dimensions. I want to see this. I want to see it. Piagetzna says, you could see it. But if you're insane, because you're idle most of your life, you're not going to see anything. First of all, you probably can't even see with your eyes. So you're not going to see the miracle. You're not going to see the chariot. Oh, we're going to say.
So if you intentionally choose to spend 45 minutes to watch your favorite clean comedian because it makes you laugh and feel joy, is that wasting time or is that using time?
So I think everything depends on a person. Like, do people need outlets? Like, good outlets? Yes. Yes. So a person feels that, you know what, a little bit of humor. Like, if you were asking, if we were alone, and not with a whole group of people over here, right? And you were asking me that question. That for me, it's helpful. 45 minutes of clean comedy to laugh. And say, is that a good use of time? I said, if that's restorative and rejuvenative for you, and allows you then to kind of like grab life by the reins, or grab the reins of life, and say, yes, go for it. Go for it. But again, 45 minutes, not binge watching. Right? Yeah. So again, if 45 minutes turns into, oh, let me catch up on the last 73, seasons of my favorite show, right? My beard is going to be down to here, right? And this, that. Then I say, and again, that's where it becomes dangerous. That's where it becomes dangerous. Like a lot of these things, which in moderation are fine and maybe even productive when it becomes a binge. I just learned this term about binge watching. There was an article in the journal about this, about binge watching. Like, it was fascinating to me. And again, that's the PhD thing. So binge watching? You're just going to watch stuff for hours upon hours upon hours? Again, for a... Okay, I digress. Let's come back to this. Let's finish up. We have Dad Marv. Let's finish up. So the Piagetna says, he goes on, Oh, Misha Ovid Avoda Kasha, Gam Begufo, Asher Machashas Gam Es Daito, Kvi Shemarno Kvar Le'el, Eino Ramai. If I'm busy, I get myself busy, then by definition, God, we're going to dive in, we're here for Marv in just a few moments. Eino Ramai. Good, there's another guy. Okay, fine. Zosomeris, Shepetza Zusha Shamam Upito Imbamoho. Zosai, if I'm busy, then by definition, again, that shimum, that insanity, is outside of me. Refua amitis he shalolios mefuto rak tomim. Look what he writes. You see how the font changes? We're davening Marv in 1 minute. They're waiting out there. Hey, you see how the font changes in this? Yeah. See how the font? Herchek es atzmicha minabatala. Herchek kimitachave keshas. Go ahead and distance yourself from batala, from idleness. The distance that an arrow shoots. As Rabbi say, run away from idleness. Run away, Rabbi say. So again, Rabbi say, I just want to point out, this I'm going to end. He says, Val tadam lecha. So let me say this outside. Rabbi say, there's an interesting Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, in the midst of Som Tassim Alecha Melech, a person should have a king. Chazal should appoint a king. So the Sefer HaChinuch says something dramatically amazing. He said, Rabbi say, I have to ask the following question. What's better, a bad king or no king? What would you say? Bad king or no king?
No king.
Bad king.
Okay. Right? You go both ways on it. Sefer HaChinuch says, bad king. Sorry, I still love you. Right? Right, it was 50-50, right? Bad king is always better than no king. Why? Sefer HaChinuch says, better to move in the wrong direction than no direction at all. Says the Piaget, says something amazing. He says, because if you move in the wrong direction, okay, you're moving, you could course correct. He says, batala, essentially batala, inaction, no movement, that's the undermining of everything. So I will say, so the Piaget that says there is something absolutely amazing. He says, I will say, sometimes I spend my time on the wrong things. As long as you're conscious about what you're spending your time on, you're in a great place. Because if it turns out that you spend your time on the wrong thing, but you're consciously aware of how you spend your time, then what? You could course correct. But if you're a batlon is just a person who just doesn't take any accounting of how they spend their time at all, then I'm going to say, then I'm really in trouble. Then I'm really in trouble. Because then at the end of the day, if I don't really know how I'm spending my time at all, the ability or opportunity or probability of course correction is very low. Bless you. Is very low. So that's where he ends up. V'atadam l'cha, sh'day l'cha b'zeresa, sh'tisar l'shol tibatal, sholo sh'va b'shol. So listen to this. Then we have to end. We have to end after this. So listen to this. I wanted to do two sections today, but okay. So I'm sorry about that. So listen to this. He says, and don't fool yourself into thinking, okay, you know what? I learned the Piagetna. I am going to schedule 3 to 4 hours out of my day. No. Kiganov hu ayet sahara. He says, "V'daylo shebat lecha sara regam." I will say, all you need. This is pretty wild. Says the Piagetna, all you need is 10 minutes of unstructured time. Once you give the ayet sahara 10 minutes of unstructured time, give him a foothold. You're done. The yichpal od asara. Because we'll say, what happens? You give the Yetzer Hara 10 minutes? What happens?
TikTok.
TikTok, right? TikTok, the app.
Right.
Yeah. Right, just another right, another right, another. Good. I can't officially acknowledge that because I want to hold on to my job. But right, I have a friend who told me about that. I heard about that, right? Good, right? Right, by the way, I'll say, this is social media, right? You get on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, right? I'm just going to watch one thing. Watch one thing. Let's say before you know it, it's an hour and a half later. And what have you done? So he says, you go ahead and you give the Yetzer Hara, you give the Yetzer Hara 10 minutes. You're right? You know, what was it? I don't know. For those of you who are from New York, right? 10-10 wins, right? Give us 10 minutes, we'll give you the world. Right? Do they have that? You don't have that here in Baltimore.
We know that.
Yeah, but
how do you know it?
I know that line.
What's the line?
Yeah, we give you 10 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Oh.
I know that.
Okay, 10-10 wins in New York, right. Good.
Give us 2 hours.
Give us 2 hours, right. Hello, hon. It was 6 stars, right? Right. Charles, so listen to this. Piaget says, you give the Yetzer Hara 10 minutes. Listen to this. The 10-10 wins says, give us 10 minutes, we'll give you the world. Yetzer Hara says, give me 10 minutes and I'll rob you of your world. Just give me 10 minutes. Just give me 10 minutes and I'll take another 10 and another 10 and another 10 after that. It was because, V'yichpolt odasara v'odasara b'yom v'nisbabulu kol machshvosecha gam mesharim. So we'll say, what comes out of something amazing. So the Rosh says, let's bring this together, then we have to unmarry. So the Piaget, I know I've said that 15 times, right? Piaget, it's just too good. We should do this really every night. So again, the Piaget says that, what's our goal? So let's kind of reframe this. What's our goal? Goal is to be tamim. That's always our goal, just to be simple, Pashat Yidin, to be simple Jews. That's all. Right? Everybody always wants to be an intellectual. I'll tell you, as I get older, I don't want to be an intellectual. I have absolutely zero that. What I want to be is, I want to be simple. I want to be a Pashut Yid. Right? That I just want to be a simple Jew. That's really all I want to do. Piaget says, okay, you want to be a simple Jew? The enemy of the simple Jew is Batala. Serbo says, so what comes out from the Piaget? If we want to be able to cultivate our spiritual awareness and our spiritual sight, he'll say, we have to avoid Batala. So let's do something practical. How do you avoid Batala? So let's do a little exercise. Schedule your day, right? In other words, was it the beginning of every day or the night before? Map it out. And I both say, map it out to the moment. In other words, we all have calendars, right? We all have calendars. There should never be an empty box, an empty space on a calendar. Everything should be accounted for. Now, sometimes you can't necessarily do that proscriptively. You have to do it retrospectively. But that's okay. I will say that it should be that I should know, how did I spend my time? What time did I wake up? Right? Where did I daven? What did I do after davening? At work, right? What time was I at work? What was I? I will say it would be a fascinating exercise. And I think if we stuck to it for a week, then in merits, I will say we would really be able to get an incredible snapshot of our lives. Like, what are we doing and how are we doing it? Because the Piaget says we may not realize, but we may be allowing an incredible amount of batala into our lives. And an idle mind is the devil's playground. Right? I love it, by the way. I love it. Do I have to give you like a copay or something? Or are we going to, okay, good. All right? This is on the house. This is what I'm on the house. Good. So the mice again, idle mind is the devil's playground. We'll say, so the Piaget says, just avoid batala. And again, to be clear, batala doesn't mean that I'm learning all the time. This is very important. Batala means you could play ball, you could go to the game, you could watch the community, you could do it. But are you accounting for your time? And I must say, if we get into the habit of accounting for our time, life just becomes fundamentally different. If I account for my time, I avoid the clutches of batala. And if I avoid the clutches of batala, I'm one step closer to seeing with my neshama. I must say, Shkoyach, I apologize again. I just want to give you coming attractions. Now, I am supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael next week, so I'm not going to be a shir, but my daughter, Bisha Tova Mitzlachos, is due as well. I'm not sure. So I hope to be in Eretz Yisrael, in which case there wouldn't be a shir, but if I'm here, then the chum will be that I'll get Torah and Piaget with all of you. So the piece that I didn't get to tonight, get ready, coming attractions. Piaget speaks about the power of music.
Oh, wow.
power of music, right? That's our next show. Say coming attractions, Rosai. Right, all right. Lag Bomer. Shkayach, Rosai. Shkayach, Shkayach. Again, I thank you. Who are the sponsors? Rosai, thank you to the sponsors.
Rabbi Yitzi. Jerry
Albuquerque
for
the short sight
of his father-in-law. I don't know the names of
family
and how he's
functioning. Okay, Rosai, please take more food. Myris. Leave it set up. Yeah, leave it set up. I will leave everything.
If everyone can throw out the garbage, we're going to leave the tablecloths.